It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to one day early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA. PenFed's got great rates for
everyone. Art of Relationships radio show is copyrighted. No one is to use any part of the show without express written consent from myself, Greg Dzinski, or the Art of Relationships. Thank you.
Welcome to the Art of Relationships radio show. Greg welcomes live calls from listeners in helping with numerous marital and relationship problems. There will be no more tit-for-tat arguments. Greg gets to the root of couples' challenges in a rapid, matter-of-fact format, plus applies compassion and humor. Join in discovering how to improve your relationship and your own life. Listen, laugh, and climax. Greg is a licensed professional counselor in the state of Michigan. To others, he's simply known as Detroit's love guru.
Hey, welcome everybody. How's everybody doing? There I am. Hey, welcome. It is Monday, 12 o'clock noon here in the Eastern Time Zone here in Metro Detroit area. I'm Greg Dzinski, Detroit's love guru. I'm a fully licensed, have been for a long time, professional counselor. And my specialty, of course, is relationship and sexual dynamics or challenges. I also have extensive background and experience with trauma, rape survivors, sexual abuse, that type of aspect, you know, witnessing suicides, witnessing murders, that type of aspect as well. Welcome to the Art of Relationships radio show. Again, you can grab all my information off my website, theartofrelationships.org. It is right above. And as always, during the live shows, you can call me 313-614-9498 with any questions you might have, any insights you want to throw out, topic suggestions. I'm always looking for topic suggestions. And now, today is the first day going from only one night a week, Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Time was the original show slot. I am now doing 5 days a week, noon to 12:30 Eastern Time. So during your lunch hour, you can throw out, you know, any questions you have. Give me a call. Join the live chat down below the live video here. Join the discussion topics. And as always, my passion is to help you have the relationship you crave and also helping you become the person you want to become. Maybe more confident. Maybe you're going to command more respect from others, okay? And you still be compassionate, caring, of course, towards other people. I'm all about that, right? I always promote that. However, you might be able to maybe, you know, stick to your boundaries more, not allow yourself to be a doormat or to be that proverbial people pleaser any longer, okay? So you're going to become stronger, more, maybe more confident, more self-aware and comfortable in your own skin. So the relationship show, yeah, it covers the relationship, of course, with your significant other or potential, but also, you know, for those in the dating realm or want to have a great relationship in the future, and also for yourself, the relationship with your own self. Okay, now we're going to talk about, this was kicked off a couple weeks ago, and a lot of people wanted me to touch bases on this, so I'm going to throw up, that didn't sound good, especially after those maybe with St. Paddy's Day weekend here, throwing up ain't maybe a good topic. No, I'm going to put out there about, you know, trust aspects and trusting again, what it would take. And this encompasses some deep-rooted pain, if you will, some, you know, emotional pain at the deepest level. A lot of people look at with the hurt of trust aspects. You know, how can you trust again? And also, if you are with a person that is a habitual offender of your trust, be it cheating all the time, maybe constantly or continually lying to you all the time, being deceitful, saying, you know, I'm going to be over here where, you know, what they're spending the rent, mortgage payment, gambling, sports, you know, betting or shopping. You know what? We can throw it. It cuts across all genders, as most people know. So how do you, you know, how do you start trusting again? It's, you know what? It's not that easy. It's not a black and white, right or wrong situation. First, we have to do, you know, an assessment, if you will, of what works best for the individual that was betrayed. Again, what you might need as an individual might not be what you need to heal, okay? What I might need if I get cheated on, if I got hurt or got, you know, treated like crap, and you know what? Now, what I need to rebuild that trust with that person or somebody else, you know what? Might be totally different than you. Hey, Lee, what's up? Welcome, Lee. Make sure you spread it around, people. It is going on, okay? So I'm all about listening to all that, okay? So, oh, now I need to, someone just quoted Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, new single. I'll have to listen to it. I'm not a country music fan, but Faith Hill is dynamic. Okay, Cheryl, welcome. Sophia, welcome. We got people joining in this half-hour show. And during the half-hour show, I am not going to be doing any breaks, okay? So if I get sponsors of the show, I'm going to throw those in along the way. There'll be short little one-minute sponsor breaks, 30-second, 60-second blurbs like you would on a regular radio show, okay? So again, throw out any comments, any insights, any topic suggestions that are coming up. Now, tomorrow's subject is going to be about annoying habits or hobbies that your partner has. Do you simply, you know what, say, stop this hobby, or I'm done with you? Or is it one of those things you can just ignore and say, oh, you know what, that's Greg's thing, I'll just leave it be, or that's her thing, I'll leave that, you know, leave that alone. So, you know, those type of things. And, you know, if it doesn't really interrupt the flow of the relationship or marriage, you know what, are you cool with that, and are you able to, you know, live with that? So we're going to talk about that tomorrow, okay? Now, trusting aspects again. The most difficult aspect is, you know what, trusting your gut instinct again. I talk about this numerous times on numerous shows throughout the years that, you know, your head is sort of, you know, it's there to protect you, okay? Let's face it, okay? You hear a lot of trauma survivors, they dissociate. Their brain might be somewhere else protecting themselves, protecting their psyche, so it tries to, you know, sort of put it out of your mind. But your body always remembers through your, you know what, your sensory memory aspects. You know, it remembers, it feels it, what you see, what you hear, what you taste, that type of thing, okay? Now, with the trusting aspects, your brain is there to protect you, right? You know what, don't be stupid, don't trust again, because you're going to get hurt. Again, it's there to protect you, like I said. So your brain might be trying to protect you, but at the same time, it also might get in the way of you having a great relationship down the road. If you are out of the, say, relationship that you couldn't trust that individual with, okay? So it might create more baggage coming down the road for you. You might think, okay, once you got cheated on, or you got cheated on a bunch of times by an individual, therefore every guy is going to cheat on you, or every woman is going to cheat on you. Again, you know what? It's not gender bias. The show is not about gender bias. It's about speaking, you know, my own, you know, professional experience that I've been doing this for a long time, many years, helping thousands of couples. So I want to do what works for you. And I look at, it's got to be tailored to your needs, to the individual that did, you know, that was betrayed, okay? So your brain, again, it's trying to protect you. Now, this is where I want people to listen and try to get tuned into their gut instincts, okay? It's not easy, you know, trying to separate. We have our brain that might trying to maybe deceive us, because it, you know, it's trying to protect us, okay? Doesn't want us to get cheated on again. It doesn't want us to get hurt again. So it's going to tell you, right, protect yourself. Everybody's going to hurt you, so don't get into a relationship again. Don't get married again. Don't love again. It's trying to protect you, but you know what? Your heart, let's face it, you know what? Your heart craves to be loved. It craves to be cared for, And then we have our gut instinct, right? Our gut instinct is one of those things. You know what? I tell people all the time in my office, you know what? Your gut is saying one thing over here. You know what? That person, don't trust them, man. They're bad news. And your gut is over on the other, or your heart, I'm sorry, is over here on the other side saying, you know what? But you love that person. You love that person, even though, you know what? Ignore your gut instinct. Ignore your gut saying they're a bad person. But you love that person, right? And you give your heart and you get crushed, okay? So we have three dynamics: the head, the heart, and the gut instinct. And I tell people all the time, you listen to your gut instinct, 9 times out of 10, you know what? It's going to be right. So go with your gut instinct, okay? And my job is trying to get the heart and the gut instinct to align, to be on the same page with each other, if at all possible, okay? And trying at the same time to get your head to sort of calm down where the anxiety is, you know, there. Not to be, you know, naive anymore, but to, you know what, say, not everyone's going to hurt you. Not everyone's going to treat you like crap. Not everyone's going to lie to you or cheat on you, that, or, you know, abuse you. Let's, you know, we'll go there. So it's not that easy to get all three of them on the same page, right? So with the trusting aspects, I'm going to know how many people out there have trust issues and will never trust anybody again. And one of those issues I talk to often and frequently are, you know what, I'll love again, but I'll never trust anybody. And I'm like, you know what, there's a difference between trusting and earning somebody's trust, okay? I'm all about that. Then there's a difference about, you know what, loving, let's face it, half-assed, that you're, you know, you got one foot out the door because you're always paranoid that person is going to deceive you, going to cheat on you, going to lie to you. And that's not always the case, okay? There are still a lot of good people, men and women out there. Yeah, ladies out there shaking your head saying, Greg, there aren't no any good men out there. They're all losers. They're all dogs. No, they're not. There's a lot of us good ones out there left. And there's also a lot of good ladies out there. Like, on the other hand, there's a lot of women out there that are bad news as well, just like men. So I want to get rid of the gender bias. Now, you know what? Another aspect, this sounds so simple, we've heard it growing up as kids, as teenagers, as adults. We've heard it thrown out there on talk shows. We've thrown it out there in the media, right? Actions speak louder than words. You know what? I agree with that. We need to watch a person's actions. You know what? When I talk to couples about rebuilding trust, you know what? They're going to tell you, you can trust me, baby. I'm never going to do that to you again. I'm never going to cheat on you again. I'm never going to do this again, right? But, right? Because they want to hurry up and get it over with. They don't want to, you know, eat the crap, I sort of say, left and right. They don't want to do the work to earn the trust back. They want you just to blindly trust again. It doesn't work that way. And this goes for anybody. This can go for a relative, a sibling, a best friend, whatever, that sort of, you know what, breaks the trust with you. They need to own it, okay? And we all know there's different degrees of, you know, trust that are broken. You know, cheating, continual lying to each other, talking behind your back versus, you know what, went to the store to grab something and, damn it, I forgot, you know, I forgot to get that. And you know what, that's no big deal. But if it happens all the time, now it becomes a bigger deal of the trust, right? That you're going to do what you say you're going to do. So trust aspects, you need to look at the actions of that person. Are they showing you that they can be trusted again? Are they working on not lying to you? Are they telling you, and it's almost like a dog around that, a dog's collar around a dog's neck type aspect, to where, you know what, they're going to feel this way, but if they want to earn that trust back, they need to do the work. They need to show you, not just tell you they can be trusted. You need to show them. It could be, you know, FaceTime chats or, you know, Skype messages to say, you know, live video messages, so you know they are where they say they're going to be. So let's face it, they cheated on you. They said they were over here, right? Maybe at work, at a friend's house, when they cheated on you, right? So that's not going to fly in. Oh, you need to listen to me. I'm not going to lie to you. You know what? You broke that. You need to earn that trust back again. Maybe it's taking a short little video clip. Maybe it's, you know, with dates on it. This type of stuff is to earn that trust. This is showing that person you care enough that you're going to earn the trust, that you are truly, truly remorseful for your actions, okay? Now, right? You're going to feel trapped. You're going to feel emotionally imprisoned that you're going to have to answer to a parent. Remember, you got yourself there. So if you want to maintain in a relationship and try to heal it, you need to work your butt off to do that. And what that other person needs, the betrayer needs to dictate what they need to earn that trust back. That means maybe going through the phone. You need to show me this. You need to maybe not go out with your friends for a little while we work on this issue. You might not like this, the person that does the betraying, but this is part of the consequences of your actions, okay? So, trust aspects, number one, it's not always what they say. It's what you do, okay? So you need to ask, you know, the person that was betrayed, what do you need from me? How can I show you that you can trust me? And a lot of people are going to look at, you know, in my office, Greg, I'm not going to go through all the work. I don't want to go through his or her phone all the time. I get all this issue. And that's going to ebb and flow. Some people, yeah, I want to see your phone. And the betrayer needs to go, okay, I understand, here you go. Some people, oh, you ain't going to go through my phone, you ain't going to control me. You know what? That's telling me and telling the person you betrayed, you don't care enough. You're worried more about your pride and worried about you trying to be independent. You know what? Then why would they trust you again and it might not work? And you're right. The person that did the betraying, they might not want to earn that trust back. They don't care. So it's left with you making a decision, a matter of self-respect and self-love, people, to where you're able to, you know what, maybe I don't trust you, I love you, I don't trust you anymore, but I'm not going to be in a situation where I don't trust my partner anymore, and being able to, you know what, get away from that situation. So, trust aspects, it takes a lot of work, people. It takes a lot of perseverance. It takes a lot of will to be able to trust again, and you need to be able to look at, like I said at the beginning, you need to trust your gut instinct. And if you are betrayed again, be open. This is probably one of the most difficult situations to be in, is to be open with the element that, you know what, you were hurt, you were cheated on. And, you know, we all know people out there, let me adjust the camera a little bit, that people out there that, you know what, they seek people that are people pleasers or doormats, which means, oh, they were cheated on. You know, they were cheated on before. That means, see, if I cheated, they're going to forgive me and all this stuff. This is where you need to gain strength and to be able to trust again that not everybody is going to be the same as your ex or, you know, your current partner. If they are in a situation to where, you know what, you're getting treated like crap all the time, okay? Part of trusting is not blind faith. You need to be able to look at that person's actions. You need to be able to look at those, you know, behaviors and what that person is doing to show you the trust aspects, okay? Another aspect, you know, with the trusting aspect comes along often is that people, Greg, how do I know it's going to last? You know what? It's a good question. It's a great question. And it's a question that is often that there's no guarantees, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of people, there's a lot of professionals in the area, in any area, throughout the world, that are going to tell you that they can guarantee someone will never cheat again, or, you know, that trust will never be broken again. They're lying to you, okay? We're trying to get that percentage very close to 100, even though, let's face it, it might not be there. This is part of, you know what, they're doing, again, the actions, okay? Now, what happens, and this goes into, Greg, how do I know I can trust them again or will ever be able to trust them? It might not ever happen, okay? I'm being honest and real with you, but I want to stack the deck in your favor, okay? I want to put the odds in your favor that it will do. Now, the actions, most people say the betrayer that earns the trust, yeah, they're going to kiss your booty for a while, you know what, a week, 2 weeks, maybe even a month. But then it comes down to a point where, you know what, what's going to prevent them going right back to the way it was, right? And this is a big deal I get with clients left and right over the years is, Greg, how do I know they're not just doing this because they feel they have to and it's not really what they want to do, okay? that tells me, right, if it's not something they really want to do, that's going to tell them that, right, it's not going to last. And this is part of the thing, like I said, there's no guarantees, but the actions again, okay? And this is where the betrayer, with the trusting again, they need to earn it. They need to say, I'm doing this because I want to. I'm not talking lip service here, right, flipping at the lips. I mean, it's sincere, genuine, no BS, that they're doing it because they want to, not because they have to. I want to prove myself to you. I love you. I don't want to lose you. I'm going to prove it to you because I want to, okay? And this is what's very difficult for a lot of people in relationships with trust issues. You know why? Greg, they're doing it just to do it, right? Greg, I feel like they're doing it just because they have to. They're forced to, not because they want to. And this is where reassurance comes in from the other person, like I just said, right? I'm doing it. It seems weird. It seems new. It seems like I've never done this before. I've never showed you the affection like you deserve or like you want before, but I'm doing this. I get it seems weird. It seems, I understand that, you know what, it seems like I'm doing it because I have to. No, I'm doing it that I want to. This is where the consistency and reinforcement comes into play, people. It's huge, okay? The more you reinforce that, the more it's coming across, and it will be genuine. It will be real. It's not going to be like a band-aid aspect that you're doing it just to keep that person that you betrayed quiet. I'm not into that, okay? I don't ever promote people just BSing people to get what they want, to get what they, you know, sort of get out of, you know, like a kid, to get out of what they did wrong, to make it simple and okay, everything's done, don't bring this up ever again. That doesn't happen, okay? So part of the trusting aspects, and this is trusting that, you know, your partner loves you too. Actions, again, are they showing you? Are they affectionate? Are they touching you, hugging you, desiring you, want to spend time with you? All these aspects, okay? Yes, life gets in the way. I get exhausted. I get tired. We're human. But is it there, you know what, more times than it's not? And these are part of the things with the trust aspects, okay? They need to show you, and they need to reinforce that it is not just, you know what, they have to do it. I get it. Like people all the time, Greg, it seems so unnatural. It seems like it's forced. You know what? It might not be forced. It's just different. It's new. It's unique. Evolving and growing people, it does. It takes something different. It takes something to change, right? It's not easy. When we see things that people do that are unusual, that maybe is out of character for them, and they're changing and evolving for the better, we don't trust in that, okay? And that's where it does take time. It does take consistency, but it also takes us to look at, you know what, they're trying. They are doing it. And now, you know what, you have a right to say, you know what, this is new for me. You know what? I might be a little overwhelmed. You need to slow down, or you know what? I need some time to adjust to this. Please do that, especially with the trust aspects. You know what? I want to trust you, but I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be stupid, but I need you to show me and keep showing me what I need. It's going through phone. It's like, you know, being honest about where you are. It's about not lying. It's about being upfront with, you know, with everything. Again, your actions, whatever the trusting issue was that was broke, that was maybe rocked a little bit, that's what you have to focus on. And you need to be able to focus on, you know what that person that was betrayed, what they need, okay? Again, there's so many books out there, there's so many speeches out there and professionals out there, they do a one size fits all. No, it doesn't work that way, okay? It needs to be specific to the person that was betrayed or the trust was broken, okay? I don't want to throw the victim role out there, okay? But I want to throw out there that it's, you know what? It needs to be tailored and specific to what that person that was hurt, there we go, what they need, okay? And the more you do that, the quickest you do that and be consistent in doing it. And that doesn't mean, you know, it's been a month and oh my God, I can't believe you did that, whatever. No, it's been a month. Oh my God, you're bringing it up again. No, babe, I'm sorry I did that. I'm working. I want to make sure you trust me. And another aspect with, you know, real quick, with the trusting, again, the betrayer, right? This is part of, you know what, you need to check in with that person. You know what, am I doing what I need to do to earn that trust. This isn't about you or for you, okay? The person that was betrayed. This is for your partner that you hurt. It's not about you trying to validate you. It's you trying to get connected with your partner that you hurt. You know what? Are they getting their needs met? Are they getting, you know, is the hurt healing? Are you doing what they need to do? And that can change, okay? It can change day to day, week to week. I'm just throwing it out there, so be prepared, okay? And it's not an easy situation to earn the trust again. Now, when I want to wrap up the show, I want to, Lee, you mentioned, because they are guilty of something themselves. That, you know what? That could be, Lee. That is very, very true. They very well could be. We all know people that always accuse or blame other people, you know, for, you know what, you're cheating on me. You know that person that's accusing you, they're the ones that are cheating. But you're right. It could be, not always, it could be insecurities as well. But, you know, with trusting again, if you're in a new, you know, relationship or, you know, a new relationship type aspect and you have trust issues, you know what? Clue that person in that you have trust issues. If they care, you know what? They're going to help you with those insecurities. They're going to show you that, you know what? It's important that you do trust them. They're going to work at that and understand, okay? Now, if you have insecurities and they're doing everything to show you they trust you and there's, you know, really no questions asked, you know, they're doing it and your own insecurities, that becomes an issue. That person probably will not be around. If, you know, I can be trusted and I'm doing everything to show you I trust you, my actions are jiving with the words and everything I'm telling you, you know what? And you don't trust and your insecurities, you know what? Chances are down the road, you know what? It's maybe I'm not going to be with that person because it takes a lot of work to try to always reassure somebody all the time that has insecurity issues, okay? Jacqueline, hey, welcome. Not always they are cheating. It's trust issue. Yeah, I agree. It's not always they are cheating. No, it could be, like I mentioned throughout the show, it could be an aspect of, you know, lying, not being where you say you're going to be, that type of aspect. There's a lot of trust issues that you're not going to, you know, there's people that come home and, you know, there's a foreclosure or a eviction notice on the door and find out their partner, whatever, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, wasn't paying the rent or mortgage payment like they were supposed to. They were gambling it. They had other substance abuse or addiction issues. And that is a huge trust issue, right? Your whole livelihood, sense of security gets wiped away from you. So there's a lot of different trust issues we can talk about, okay? But to earn that trust, and you look at, you know what, is it a trust issue, and talk about it. Your partner should be, you know what, there's some things I don't trust because of this. It's just a gut feeling. You know me, I told you, you need to decipher, is it a gut instinct and go with it versus your own fear in your brain trying to protect you and trying to throw a mirage at there that you can't trust that person. You need to, you know, sort of decipher between those two, okay? Talk to your partner about it. Say, you know what, I'm having issues, trust. I feel a little insecure based on what you do. And that person, you know what, even if, you know, they're not doing anything wrong, they need to say, you know what, babe, what can I do to reassure you? What can I do? That shows, that builds trust, that they care about those insecurities. They care about earning trust and maintaining trust in a relationship or the marriage, people. That's huge, okay? And most people, oh my God, you don't trust me, that type of thing. Oh my God, what is it now? You don't, and they don't care. It's all about them and how it affects them, not about the person with the insecurities. Now, again, I'm going to repeat. If a person, throw that out there, has severe insecurities, they need to be able to work on that, right? And their partner needs to understand those insecurities. But if those insecurities never go away and that partner is not doing anything to breach any trust issues, that's going to kill the relationship or marriage as well, because a person doesn't want to always reassure somebody and build that insecurity, you know, to reduce that all the time. It's a lot of work, and it creates an issue. Now, Jacqueline, you mentioned, what about white lies? Now, little white lies, I tell people, everybody says white lies are not even an issue. Now, you know what? What did you buy me for my birthday? What did you get me for Christmas? That type of thing, okay? A little white lie, you know, you look at, again, it's very subjective what a white lie is, and it needs to be based on each individual, say you, me, in the relationship. What exactly is a white lie? What is allowed? What is not? Okay, I spent a dollar at the store getting something. And they lie. Oh my God, it was $1.03 or $1.05 you spent with tax and all, and you told me $1. You lied to me. Now, you know what? Is that really a situation where you're lying, or is it, you understand where white lies can come in? You know what? I spent $10 and you spent $10.25. You know what? Is that really a big deal or that type of thing, right? Now, if you're, you know, doing balancing checkbooks and all that stuff, yeah, might throw, I get that, it can throw stuff off. Again, I'm not for really, you know, white lies that much, because they can lead to bigger ones. But also, little white lies can, you know, it's no big deal. You know what, I was a minute late and you were 2 minutes late. Is that really a big deal? You look at the intent behind it, okay? Little white lies, is it to deceive? Let me ask you that. Is it to deceive the other person? Then you probably shouldn't be doing it. Then a white lie is not a big deal, okay? We all know people tell little white lies because of insecurities, because of fish stories, right? I caught a fish this big, and actually it was this big. You know what? I had a GPA of this when it was maybe, instead of a 3.5, you had a 3.0. You know, people sit on the situation, you know, they lie, they to make themselves better. So that's an insecurity issue. So when it comes to white lies, is it to deceive that other person? Then my question is, why are you doing it? Okay? Stay tuned tomorrow. So hopefully the trust aspects worked a little bit. You can check out on Facebook underneath the more and then videos. I got a bunch of my old, or past, I should say, not really old, shows, Art of Relationship shows that are an hour, you know, typically an hour long with trust issues. There's a lot of issues you can go on there and be able to look at to help you out. I'm all about helping you out, have the relationship you crave, okay? The show, I'm doing it for nothing. I'm doing it to help you. That's why I'm doing it. I'm not getting paid to do the show. So my passion is to help you people, okay? So look at the situation. You know what? Look at trust issues. Is it your insecurities? And, you know, what exactly does that person need to do to earn that trust? What are they doing to show you, not just tell you? And real quick, before I say goodbye for today, would be, you know, me either. If you lie about something stupid, then you can lie about something important. And, you know what? That's sort of the adage, okay? That's an adage, okay, what happens if you lie to me, and it kills trust. White lies can kill trust issues because, again, you know what, you can look at, you lie to me, you got to be lying to me about something big, right? Why wouldn't it? It goes hand in hand with that, okay? Oh, real quick, I'm going to show it when I close out. Share this video on your timeline, and you are going to get a chance to win a free ebook version of my book, I can't even talk right now, The Relationship Guide, sorry, Tools to Ignite Love and Intimacy, and it is right there. Doing the show 5 days a week, I am not going to be able to give out 3 books per show anymore. Let's just say I'm not wealthy as it is now, so I'm not going to be able to give out hard copies anymore, paperbacks. Because there's just too many, okay? But I will give out, I'm giving out 3 copies of my ebook version, and I can send that right to you, private message, and I'll announce the winners probably later on in the afternoon, those winners. So share the show. You can see the cover of the book right there, The Relationship Guide, Tools to Ignite Love and Intimacy. And I've been getting awesome feedback on the book. There is adult content in it. It's real. It's real. It's written raw in certain situations, just like you're speaking to me now, and actually in therapy sessions. I'm real, down to earth, okay? So share this for a chance to win it, and I'm going to be live Monday through Friday now, a new format, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern time. That is 9 a.m. Pacific time, okay, right here on Facebook. And again, check out my website, theartofrelationships.org, people. And again, peace and love. I appreciate you tuning in and supporting the show and supporting me to help you have the relationship you crave, people. Take care. Peace out.